Okay, I have 6:00 PM, so we'll call this regular meeting of the Washington City Council to order. Please rise for the pledge, silence cell phones, and remove caps.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Sally, will you please call the roll? Here.
Holt?
Here.
Moore?
Here.
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 And we have our full group of five. Do I have a motion to approve tonight's agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you, Steve, for your motion, and Millie for the second to approve tonight's agenda. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We have an agenda. The first item is the consent agenda. We have 14 items for consideration. Are there any for separate consideration?
I make a motion to approve consent items 1 through 14.
Second.
Thank you, Fran, for your motion, and Steve for your second to approve consent agenda items 1 through 14. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Pass consent approval. Our next item is presentation from the public. Sally, is there anyone that has signed up in the room to speak to council?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Sally. Is there anyone in the room that would like to address council at this time? I see none. Is there anyone online that would like to address council? If so, you could indicate in the chat or with a raised hand, etc. The chat item was that they can hear the room. So seeing no indication for online public comment, we will continue forward in tonight's agenda to claims. Kelsey, take it away.
I did receive a couple questions ahead of time that I will go over quickly. In development services, there was just a question about the breakdown of the $2,600 for Visa, and that is included on your Visa summary sheet.
Is this sheet included in the packet?
No, it's in the things that I send out.
Okay. Yeah, I got it. Thank you.
Okay. And then another question about the Visa bill in the police for lodging and meals. Investigator Van Willigan and Chief Lester went to a conference, and so that's one room for Van Willigan. Chief's room was comped and meals for that trip. And then the other one was Mainzer Ford under development services. And yes, that is just the seatbelt, not installation for 114.69. Any other questions?
Questions for Kelsey on claims.
Motion to approve the claims is presented.
Second.
Thank you, Millie, for your motion, and Steve for the second to approve these claims. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you, Kelsey. Continue forward into special presentation. First is the fiscal 21 audit. We have Chris Nelson joining us virtually. Chris, you're unmuted. I think we can hear you. Go ahead and try it out.
All right. Good evening.
Perfect.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
All right. Very good. Hopefully everybody has the blue spiral bound audited financial statement report. And what I'd like to do is just touch on a few highlights and review the financial statements themselves. First thing, if you turn in a few pages to the independent auditor's report, just a couple of reminders here. First and foremost, this is standard wording. It's about three pages, but it's standard wording for unmodified opinions on your financial statements. That's what you're after. That basically means that the financial statements are fairly stated using the city's cash basis of accounting. And as I've mentioned in prior years, just a couple of reminders to you that even though we prepare the financial statements and the footnotes on your behalf. These are your financial statements, they're not ours. Our responsibility as your auditors is to provide opinions on your financial statements. And again, those are unmodified. So I'd like to turn past the independent auditor's report. Following that is the management discussion and analysis. It's about 4 or 5 pages long. I'd like to skip past that to the first financial statement that's included with the audit.
And what page number is that, Chris?
On page 6. Exhibit A is in the top right-hand corner.
All right, thank you.
And before we get into the numbers, I just might review too that, you know, overall the audit went well. We found everything to be organized and the activity to be properly recorded. I believe there was one very small adjusting entry proposed as part of the audit. So I wanted to make that mention. That's very important for you as a counsel when you're getting financial information. It gives you some confidence and to rely on that information and how it's recorded and posted, and that's very important. So now getting into the financial statements, this is the first of 3 sets of financial statements that are required as part of your audit. This first financial statement includes all activity of the city, both governmental funds and proprietary funds. The way we read this financial statement is starting on the left, the left-hand column under disbursements. Disbursements for the year totaled 18.
Difficulties on our end. Can you hear this microphone?
I can hear you.
Okay, great. So we appreciate that things are boilerplate, as we've seen this many times. I think we did have one discrepancy. Kelsey, did you say we did not have an adjustment?
Faith did not talk to me about an adjusting entry.
I think, and it may have been more of a reclassification of about $1,000, a little more than $1,000 to record a origination fee on a loan with your sewer or water fund. Those funds are deducted or taken from your loan balance. They don't actually go through the city's books, but they still must be recorded as bond or debt proceeds as well as a disbursement or expenditure. There's no impact to the fund balance or the fund itself.
Okay, sounds like we have a little confusion or dispute there. Kelsey is saying that's not the case.
And so, talk to me about it. I think that loan was not in last fiscal year. No. So I'm a little confused.
It's just good to double check. We want to make sure that's us, if it's us and not a different city.
No, it was $1,095 to record debt proceeds received and the initiation fee related to that on the water facility SRF proceeds.
Okay.
If we didn't get that adjusting entry to you, we should have discussed it with you, Kelsey, at that time. But if we did not, we will get that to you.
Okay, thank you, Chris.
So starting with the disbursements on page 6, left-hand column, total disbursements for the year were $18,957,000. That includes both governmental activities as well as your business type activities or enterprise funds. Moving from left to right shows the program receipts or receipts that the city received for providing those services for specific services that were provided. So charges for services, $5,470,000. Some program specific operating receipts, $1,785,000. The largest component here is road use tax receipts. And moving to the right hand side, $1,299,000 for capital grant or program receipts. You received some dollars for capital projects that were specific program receipts. Following that middle of the page line, all the way to the right-hand side under the total column, shows in brackets $10,401,000. What this number represents is expenditures or disbursements of the city that were not covered by program specific receipts. And so the city uses general receipts to pay for those costs. So moving down the page in the total column are general receipts of the city. This includes your property taxes, TIF receipts, local option sales tax, if you have debt proceeds, those types of items. In total, your general receipts for the year were $6,153,000. And that gets us down to an overall decrease in your net position for the year, $4,248,000. Largely, this decrease was due to capital projects expenditures that you had during the year. Otherwise, nothing unusual about the financial statement itself. The second financial statement is on page 8. On the top right hand is Exhibit B. And again, this is the second required financial statement included. This financial statement reports the governmental activities of the city by major fund. There are four major funds this year: general fund, road use tax, local option sales tax, and your capital projects fund. Governmental funds typically account for services that are predominantly paid with property tax receipts. So that's what are included in your governmental funds financial statements. Looking at the total column, your receipts for the year were $9,534,000. And you can see by major fund where those dollars came from. Looking at your disbursements in total were $14,182,000. A little more than half of that came in your capital projects fund, which was $7,607,000. The other financing sources and uses show the sale of assets and receipts you had there of $205,000, as well as the transfers between funds. In total, they net to $611,000 positive. And that gets us down to the overall change in cash balances this year, which was a negative or decrease of $4,036,000, getting us to the ending fund balance of $4,640,000. Overall, your cash fund balances of the city are in a good position. And the third financial statement is included on page 11. And the top right hand is Exhibit D. This financial statement reports the activity of the proprietary funds. Proprietary funds are used to account for services paid primarily by users of those services. So largely your enterprise funds, water and sewer services. Looking at the total column on page 11 on the right-hand side, your total operating receipts this past year were $4,656,000. The operating disbursements during the year were $3,203,000. So you had positive cash receipts, net receipts from operations in your enterprise funds of $1,453,000. You had some non-operating receipts and disbursements that netted to disbursements, net disbursements of $1,327,000. That gets us to the excess receipts over disbursements in total of $125,000. You had transfers netted to transfers out of $406,000, getting us to an overall decrease in your cash balances for your proprietary funds of $280,000. And your ending balance is there at $975,000. Proprietary funds overall need to have a positive overall increase or change in your cash balance. While it does have the opportunity to issue debt for your proprietary services, it doesn't have the ability to levy tax. So it is important for your enterprise funds to generate enough operating income to cover your debt service payments, capital projects, expenditures, and so forth for future uses. Couple more things to touch on in the reports. Following this financial statement are footnote disclosures and some supplementary information. Really isn't anything new or unusual included in there. One change is that it used to be in a schedule. Now it's part of the notes. Going to page 19 is a summary of the city's long-term debt. And just to touch on the activity of the city's debt. So on the bottom half of the page, note three, related to the city's bonds and notes payable. The top section of this, it's governmental activities, primarily general obligation debt, started at $12,565,000. There was no new debt issued. You paid $1 million of principal during the year, and its ending balance of $11,565,000 about outstanding general obligation debt. The city's debt limit for general obligation debt is about $21.5 million, so you're well under that limitation. Your revenue notes for your business type activities at the beginning of the year were $18,117,000. You had increases of new debt of $219,000. Principal payments of $678,000 and an ending balance of $17,658,000. The due in 1 year is a principal portion that's due in fiscal year 22. $945,000 of principal is anticipated due for your general obligation or governmental activities, and $697,000 for your business type activities.
Chris, do you know where most cities our size fall, as we are a little bit above half of our $21 million limit? Seems very responsible. How does that compare to other communities our size?
Well, you know, I would say that's a little better than average. It seems like I see more cities over half. I've seen a couple that are bumping into their debt limit. But I would say you're a little better than most, as far as lower debt than most.
Okay, thank you.
The last thing I'd like you to turn to is to the very back, page 47. And these are the findings that are part of the audited financial statements. The city spent less than $750,000 of federal money during the year. So the audit did not have to be done in accordance with the Single Audit Act. We don't have that schedule of federal awards, expenditure of federal awards. But we do have the compliance report and internal control report. And starting on page 47 is just a reminder to you, we have this in your report every year, that you don't have enough people to adequately segregate all the accounting and financial reporting functions that go on. You know, be aware of that. As a council, you're part of the internal controls. When you get financial information, you know, make sure it makes sense. Ask questions if it doesn't, and be aware of what's going on. Starting on page 48 through page 50 are required statutory compliance items that we're required to include in your audited financial statements. There are 12 items listed, and this one finding. The finding is the very first item on page 48. There were three functions within your report that you exceeded the budgeted amounts in the public safety, culture and recreation, and general government functions. The recommendation there just being that the budget be amended prior to those disbursements being allowed to exceed the budget. There are two other disclosure items. Item D, some related party transactions. All of those were appropriate. They were either under the limitation or properly bid, competitive bidding. The items on page 49 are all positive, no compliance issues there. And the last one on page 50, related to economic development, again, a disclosure item. And it's just a reminder to you to continue to monitor the use of the funds that you contribute for economic development to the Washington Economic Development Group, Washington Chamber of Commerce, and Main Street, Washington, just to make sure that these funds are spent appropriately and that they meet the public purpose, and to continue documenting that in your minutes. Again, overall, the audit went well. We didn't find any other issues that we deemed warranted written comment. Any questions?
Often I turn straight to your schedule of findings. Is there any recommendations for changes that you'd have? I mean, I think you answered that already, but anything that we should be doing differently?
You know, if as we go through the audit, if there are things we identify, especially those that don't warrant written comment, you know, we'll discuss them at that time and make suggestions for possible changes or maybe something that can be done a little easier. But otherwise, no, we did not have any of those issues.
Thank you, Chris. Are there any questions for Mr. Nelson from council? We leave you with our thanks, and it's nice with modern technology. You don't have to drive the 3.5 hours from Atlanta.
Yes. Oh, wow. Yes, it is. Yes. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll continue forward. Our next special presentation would be reappointment of Merle Hagee and Connie Larson to PNC. With council's approval, I would appreciate affirming that those reappointments.
I make a motion to this reappointment of Merle Hagee and Connie Larson.
Second.
Thank you, Steve, for your motion, and Millie for the second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you, council. We will move forward to new business. We have 11 items this evening. The first is a resolution that would set the public hearing for our budget for March 15th. Go ahead.
Motion to approve resolution setting public hearing for the fiscal year 23 budget for March 15th, 2022.
Second.
Thank you, Isla, for your motion. Thank you, Millie, for your second. Any discussion? Seeing none, Sally, would you please call the roll for that resolution?
Ernest?
Yes.
Walt?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Steiger?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
And we will have that public hearing at our next meeting. Our second item of business is a resolution that would authorize levy to the county treasurer.
So moved.
Second. Thank you, Steve, for your motion and Fran for the second on this resolution. Sally, please call that roll.
Galt?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
And those costs will be assessed. Our third item is a resolution that would endorse our application for the Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs Great Places Program. Council, you'll notice this in your packet. It was the majority of our packet. A lot of effort went into this process about a year ago. As we discussed before, they did a grant cycle in lieu of a designation cycle, which delayed this for some time. It is to our benefit, that reverse order, because if we are approved as a great place, then the grant cycle will follow and we'll be more competitive in that grant cycle. I'd like to thank Millie and Sally and all of the names listed that did work for this Great Places application. And I would invite you to say anything I've missed.
Yes, the committee had been working since the summer of 2021. So over, was it 20? I'm getting my years mixed up.
A while.
For a long time. Well, and it's a program that's been around, I think, about 15 years, and it's changed somewhat. The procedures is you apply to be a great place, that designation is good for 10 years. And in that 10-year period, you're eligible to receive a grant from the
DCA.
IDCA. And so at some point during those 10 years, then after 10 years, you apply for redesignation. There are about 40, maybe there's more. Do you remember that number of great places in Iowa? I mean, Fairfield. There's not too many in Southeast Iowa. Marion.
Perry, Iowa would be another one of a similar size.
I wish I'd brought my map. But so it was something I thought that was a good project for our hotel motel tax committee. So we've been working on that. And it's really been very gratifying to meet with our committee and say all these wonderful things about what Washington is, what it could be, what we've done, which is amazing, and, you know, what can be for our future.
Thank you, Millie. Council, any questions on the Great Places application? This resolution endorses it, and then we will know later.
Mm-hmm. Find out. I think there is a possibility of a site visit in the early summer. And then a grant period, I think, is later in the summer or early fall.
I guess while we're on the same topic, I'm fortunate to sit with the DCA. I'm on the Iowa Arts Council, a division of the DCA. There's several. And they will be joining for an in-person meeting on March 22nd. I think it'll be a hybrid meeting. We'll have about 5 board members from around the state joining, coming to Washington, Iowa. We'll have about 3 that join virtually. And this is one of the 4 organizations under the DCA. And so we're gonna do a meeting here and then lunch that's to be determined. And then we'll do a 2-hour town tour. I'll let you know more about that at that time in case you wanna stick your head in and say hello. But connected information of a sort.
And the application is due May 2nd.
Council, I turn it over to questions or a motion to endorse this application.
I make a motion we endorse the application for the Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs Great Places Program.
Thank you, Graham.
Second.
And thank you, Elaine, for the second. If I haven't missed discussion, Sally, please call the roll on that resolution.
Horn?
Yes.
Steiger?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Excellent, thank you, Council. Item 4 is a resolution that would award bid for the electric vehicle charge station and electrical work. You can see from Sally's memo that the recommendation is for Marie Electric for $980.89 and for Lilypad for the station itself for $12,384. Very reasonable bids, as you can see, compared to the other bids. Anything I'm missing, Sally?
Just a reminder, this is paid mostly by the VW settlement grant that we received last year.
So. And what portion is going to be left for the hotel motel?
10%.
90%
of that's
covered by the grant.
Okay.
That's wonderful.
Yep.
Motion to approve resolution awarding bids for electronic vehicle charge station and associated electrical work. Hotel motel tax committee recommendation.
Second.
Thank you, Isla, for the motion. I think Millie caught the second. A roll call vote, I believe. Sally, please call that roll.
Figures?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Thank you, Council. Our next 2 items are related to the Wellness Park Water Main Extension. The first is a change order. That amount is $578.40.
Make motion we approve change order number 1 for Wellness Park Water Main Extension.
Second.
Thank you, Fran, for your motion and Steve for the second to approve change order number 1, $578.40. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. That change order is approved. And the final item is the resolution that would approve pay application number 2 and accept the project as complete.
I'm so moved.
Thank you, Millie, for the motion. And I think Fran with the second. This one is a resolution. For council's information, that total sticker price was $68,631.60, as I read in the resolution. Roll call vote. Sally, please call that roll.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Thank you, council. Our next 2 items are resolutions endorsing grant applications. The first is for the soccer field area. This is a $200,000 grant for the Iowa DNR. Is there anything that you'd like to share about this grant, Sally?
It was about a $200,000 project with a $100,000 grant opportunity. We're looking at the soccer lighting that we've been working on, and then we've heard from council an interest in having another restroom in the wellness park area near the soccer fields. So we're going to try to do both as one big improvement project.
Mm-hmm. When will we know if we are successful with this grant application?
This grant is due March 15th. We will know, I believe, in May.
Very well. Thank you, Sally. Council, any questions?
So this pays for half of it, half of the project, the grant?
Up to $100,000.
Okay, and then, yeah, are there plans for the where the other half would come from, or where's that? not appropriate to ask.
Huh? I think it's appropriate to ask, but maybe we do one thing first and see, and then work on the second.
We do have the $25,000 U.S. soccer grant for lighting that we've already received, so that would be part of the project cost. It would be paid through that grant that's only guaranteed.
Pumpkins.
We've talked about
lots
of other opportunities.
Like ARPA money. Some ARPA money could be used for a little bit.
Okay. All right.
However, certainly an opportunity worth pursuing. And if successful, I'm sure the council will look forward to discussing the second piece of the puzzle. Other questions?
I would make the motion we approve the resolution to apply for this wellness. No.
This grant? This
grant. Thank
That'll
you.
Work. Yeah. Second. Thank you, Millie, for the motion. And Elaine for the second. Yeah, we've been talking about soccer off and on for a while. Mm-hmm. So a great opportunity. I'll ask Sally to call the roll, please.
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Thank you, Sally. Thank you, Council. Our next item is a resolution that would endorse an Alliant Energy grant. This one is for $2,500 for park benches and picnic tables. We have Nick Pesha joining us online if Council has any questions.
Seems great to me. I make the motion we approve the application for this grant.
Second.
Thank you, Millie, for the motion and Steve for the second to approve this resolution. Sally, please call that roll.
Galt?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Thank you, Council. Our next item is discussion and consideration of electrical work at the Wellness Park. There was a sheet that was passed out. That's different than the packet. The packet had about $3,100. The new number is $3,523.17. Again, Nick is online to answer any questions. This is for, I think, electric to the soccer field for the scoreboard. And the scoreboard is being repurposed and moved from the high school, being donated by the high school to us. And it is a great repurpose, and this would be our piece of the investment, unless I'm missing anything.
There are additional costs associated with moving the scoreboard. This is only for the electrical work. Other funding from other sources, like WASP and the high school programs, are trying to partner with the city to pay for that portion of the project.
The moving of the scoreboard?
Okay,
great. Council, any questions on this electrical bid for 352317?
No, I like to just say, though, it's good to hear and see that somebody else is also kicking in for some of this.
Very well. Would you like to phrase it like a motion?
Yes, I make this motion we pass consideration of electrical work at the Wellness Park.
Second.
Thank you, Steve, for your motion. And Millie for the second. Have I missed any discussion? A simple motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Excellent. Our next item is consideration of tax abatement for 505 West 5th, titled Keith Properties. This is the duplex. I'm sure this has been delayed due to the navigation of zoning requirements and property acquisition with the County Conservation and County Supervisor Board. Tax abatement is, I think, worth council approval. Unless I'm missing anything, but I'm from administration.
I had some questions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I talked to Sally about some concerns. Okay, so it's been inspected. It's been signed off as a occupancy.
They're doing it tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Okay. And these people are buying the one side of the property.
Correct.
What else did I ask you?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I think Millie has a question as well. Have we missed any from yourself?
No, I think that's what I had asked about.
What is your question, Millie?
So the permit valuation is $120,000. So what is the abatement how does that work as far as the amount of that?
To refer to Kevin or Deanna for that answer.
So the assessor will do an assessment on the permit valuation does not include land price, and land price is included in the assessment.
Okay.
So when it's up to the whatever the assessor puts on that zero lot, which they probably haven't even signed a value as of yet. And plus, remember, it's going to be in it'll be in arrears because of the way the tax years are. So it would be based upon the assessed value of this by the assessor.
Okay, and is it a percentage?
So the schedule that's listed on the application, I believe that's a state. That's the schedule in the Iowa code that you use for abatement, and probably your revitalization plan has the schedule in it.
Homestead or something tenant. So it could be a rental property.
Could be a rental property.
Occupy as homestead or investor tenant.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So that's great. It's saying they're either going to live there or they're not going to live there.
Okay.
Other questions on this consideration of tax abatement?
Well, I guess I'll.
So enthusiastic.
I'm glad that you have it sit empty.
Yeah, we do have a major need for housing in the city of Washington.
I would make the move that we approve.
I'm sorry, Elaine.
I'll
do it in discussion in a second.
I was going to move earlier.
Go ahead, you take it.
I lost my train of thought.
I motion to approve this tax abatement for 505 West 5th Street.
And I'll second.
Very smooth. Thank you, Millie. Thank you, Elaine. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We'll move to our last item of new business. It's discussion and consideration of yard waste center extended hours. We did delay this discussion previously and asked for some staff, a recommendation with Jason Whistler with us. Jason, you join us and provide your recommendation for council discussion.
Good evening. I guess we're looking to put out the hours for the newsletter coming up. And we stayed open till 7 on those 6 Wednesday nights in the fall with a total of 7 cars total out of all that time. Saturdays are pretty hit and miss depending on the weather. We stayed open from I can't remember which date the meeting was, but we were open all the Saturdays till 10. I'd like to go back to the 6 Saturdays before Memorial Day and the 6 Saturdays before Thanksgiving from 7 to 10 like we were. I'm just here for the discussion.
And you would leave off, with your recommendation, you would leave off Wednesday nights?
I would.
And you would still do extended hours, but on 12 Saturdays throughout?
Yeah, so it's the 6 Saturdays before Memorial Day and the 6 Saturdays before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Excluding those, so it's this year would be May 7th, 14th, 12th, April 16th, 23rd, 30th, October 15th to November 19th. So you get a spring and fall round with the extended hours.
Okay. Thank you, Jason.
And that's that's what you've done in the past.
That's what we've done for probably 8 or 10 years. Okay.
And it had been brought
when exactly started
it was brought to council discussion and discussed at length, and it was tried for longer to see if that was effective because there was some citizen requests, I think. And we've given it a go, and now it's up to council to change back or give other direction. We may have,
You know what time the yard waste starts pick up this year? Curbside.
No, JJ does that. I have no idea. Is JJ on? JJ might know.
JJ is joined virtually. JJ, go ahead.
Yeah, we plan on starting Tuesday, March 22nd. And then it'll follow with Thursday, March 24th. As the days we're planning on starting yard waste pickup.
Tuesday, March 22nd.
Yep. And it's supposed to be in the newsletter coming out here too from Linda. So those are the dates I gave her for the newsletter.
Council discussion. Steve?
I personally think that you need to be open on Saturdays through the summer. Grass don't quit growing in the summer.
And I appreciate that. I recognize that we might have a vote that's not all on the same page, or we may. It's, everyone is allowed. I mean, you know, you all vote accordingly. As I'm well aware lately.
My opinion is, I see it both ways, but I don't know that we need to make sure we get it out there that these are the hours and how easy it is to use, because I think people don't realize. I mean, I never know what the hours are out there. And again, the people that work in Iowa City, they don't always read the paper. We just need to get it heard that what are the hours, and for these people that do not work in town.
Is there anything on the water bills that go out that list the hours? That might be.
Do we have the ability to add something?
We can look at it, but we have like limited space on those.
Yeah, I know, it's this card.
At some point, we can just exhaust our research. You have to find the information that's out there, because we have websites, and you know, there's smartphones and internet. Internet is not an issue in Washington, Iowa. We have access to it. So putting it on the website, putting it in the newsletter, having it out there with other resources like press.
Maybe highlight it better on the newsletter. Maybe make it
bigger
on the newsletter so people can get their eye when they get because a lot of people read the newsletter.
12 Saturdays, I don't think, is the end of the world. I understand that council has some desire to advocate for, you know, other members that time doesn't work with. But the late Wednesdays only receive seven people.
Seven. Yes, that's correct. For 18 hours of overtime.
So 18 hours of overtime, seven cars.
Over $700 in overtime between the three of us. That's on average.
So I guess what I'm looking for is council to either make a motion to accept the recommendation from Superintendent Whistler or to not. And we'll go from there.
I guess what I'd like to see is let's accept the recommendation, but let's revisit if we have any, you know, say in 6 months or so, if we've had any more complaints about our people.
To accept the recommendation, but to leave it on the table for, you know, changing back, or, you know, West Buchanan will open in a year, and that will change access slightly.
That might be some of the issue now. People want to drive out on the highway and call that. Canada opens, I think that's going to open that up a lot more.
Yeah, I just think I think it's something that we just need to keep on.
Keep finger on the pulse. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come back and revisit it in the spring.
Promotion.
So then I have a motion from Elaine and the second from Isla. As I understand it, it's to accept Jason's recommendation, but to keep our finger on the pulse and to revisit as needed. Other discussion? We've all said it. All those in favor of this motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Very well. The motion does pass. And thank you, council. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
That concludes this evening's regular business. We'll move to department reports. Chief, what do you have for us?
Tobacco compliance checks were done. All 13 locations were in compliance with that, so we have no violations. New camera system installs are set for next week.
This is in the park?
No, in our vehicles.
Oh, in the vehicles. Oh, yes. Sorry.
Final touches on our annual report, and I'll have that presentation for you at our next meeting. And just working on some parking ordinance changes and recommendations with Deanna, and Aaron will get us a committee put together, and we'll put this together in advance of a workshop later.
So yeah, I have two counselors in mind that I'll reach out to, and then one civilian that lives on North Marion in mind. North Marion is kind of a problem area, so I'll be in touch about that request and have that resolution at an upcoming meeting for this committee. The goal being to work out a lot of the stuff, not right here in workshop form, but out in the, you know, in the world, and then to bring it back to council with a recommendation. Anything else, Chief?
That's it.
Kevin, hi. Okay. Deanna, nice to have you up top.
Yeah, so you guys got my report. Was there any big questions you had about anything? Okay. And I just had a couple of things to add that we had a pre-construction meeting for the MLW project today, and then we have a pre-construction meeting on Thursday for the wastewater demo project.
Thank you, Deanna. Council, let's continue this direction. Elaine, do you have anything for us?
I do not.
Fran.
Basketball's over. We had a good season. It was fun. I've been offered a chance to also coach the seventh grade team.
Oh.
So that next year we'll see what happens there. We're good.
I'm glad you're enjoying that. I think you're enjoying that.
I am enjoying
it. Okay, yeah.
Lots of action down on the South 12th. They're building duplexes and houses, and there's some, you have to be careful when you drive down through there because they are parked along the street, and there's a lot of action going on. So, but it's really come along. So,
very good. For council's information, I mentioned the parking and snow removal committee. The ARPA request that we've had from Escuchame Voice, I was looking at dates when we could put that on for discussion. And with the upcoming calendar and the upcoming election, I was thinking that we would do April the 19th. We have an election for the new council seat on April 5th.
Okay.
And I anticipate putting that on the agenda for April the 19th. And we'll certainly communicate that to the group so they can be present to answer any questions and give comment according to council rules of procedure.
And you said that was April what?
April 19th, a regular city council meeting.
Okay. All right.
Do you have anything for us?
I was just going to ask about when the special election was, and do we know who is running, or is that?
Sally can share, I think, who's turned in and who's pulled papers.
Yep, we have Bethany Glitzman has turned in her paperwork, and then we have one other person, Darren Duong, has taken paperwork out.
Mm-hmm.
Papers are all due March 11th. The election will be April 5th.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Okay, I don't really have anything else other than now we're going to be busy writing this grant for the Great Places and communicating with the rest of the committee. And so, fingers crossed.
Very good. Thank you, Melly. Steve, do you have anything for us?
Yep, great. I went to an establishment a block off of Square. I was talking to one of the ladies. And I find it very disturbing that we have young women that feel they have to carry a gun a block off the square to be safe from the people that are, I won't say bums or just indigents or whatever you want to call it. I don't know how to say it, but they've had them come into their buildings and their places of business and try to solicit work so they could buy a pack of cigarettes. Part of this is the homeless problem, and we need to do something, okay? The next one is that I'd like to say that I think that Brian Caldwell needs a pat on the back because In my ward, I'm going to have 5 new houses in less than 2 years. And it's going to be affordable housing for the low income or immediate people. It's not going to be expensive stuff. I mean, we have other developers that need to take a look and say, hey, I can't build a $200,000 house. Look at what we can build for these people. Good job, Brian. I'm very proud of him for doing this. And the other thing is that we sit here and approved a thing for a dumpster fee for a house. Over there was, you head to the Y. I'm not sure what the address is, but the old guy was here and we discussed it. You know what I'm talking about, Sally?
North B.
C. There's already began to be a bunch of garbage piled up around that house.
So a nuisance to be aware of that we need to check on.
Well, that we'll pay for it again.
Yeah. Okay. We have been making, I think, good progress with our nuisance committee. And now that we have kind of Sally in that department head role and Deanna seated, they've been having some discussions on how to be most efficient and most effective with maintaining. So great. And I see good things to come from.
Okay.
From that group.
Yeah. I just drove by there the other day and was like, we just paid to have this dumped, you know. Other than that, like I said, the carrying a gun, women carrying a gun really disturbs me. But other than that, I would like to say, it's time to adjourn.
Second.
Oh, working together again. All right. Thank you, Steve, for your motion. Billy, for the second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you, everyone that's joined us virtually. We'll see you soon.